In the studio, I have Josephine Drarisi. Thanks for coming into the studio, Josie. So I understand that you recently came back from up the Tongat Mountains National Base Camp. Who did you travel up with?
Some youth and two leaders.
Who was the leaders?
Michael Mitchuk, I think his last name is, and Kayla Wyatt.
How did you go about going to the Tongat Mountains? Did they ask you to go, or did you find out about it and apply to go?
Found out about it and applied to go.
So tell us about your trip up to the base camp. Was it your first trip ever up to the base camp?
Yeah, it was my first time.
When did you get to travel up to the base camp?
It was maybe the 27th or the 26th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you travel up to base camp?
We went on plane to Sudlik, and then we went from Sudlik on a boat to Tongat.
Wow. So how was your overall experience?
It was good.
And did you get to meet a lot of new people?
Yeah.
You mentioned that there was other youth there with you. Like, how many youth and where did they come from?
There was 7 of us, I think. And they was coming from Hopedale, Postville, Makovic, and Goose Bay, I think.
So I heard that you did throat singing up there. Who did you do throat singing with?
I can't remember their names, but I know one of them was...
Where was she from?
I think she said she's from somewhere up north. I can't remember.
Oh, it must be George River or Iqaluit or somewhere. How cool. So I remember going base camp before too. I went to the same one. It was a youth leadership program. So there was a lot of activities on the go. So what did you do up there?
Some I went to Hebron and that. And I've done some magnets and stuff, like beading.
What did you do with your beading work?
I took him home.
So there was materials already up there provided for you?
Yeah.
How did it feel for you when you went to Hebron? Was it your first time going Hebron?
Yeah.
And how did it make you feel?
It made me feel excited and proud.
Did you get a tour at the Hebron church?
Yeah.
How was that like?
It was good.
Yeah. It's big, eh?
Yeah.
What other stuff did you learn anything new while you were up there in base camp?
I don't know.
What is your memorable? What do you remember that you will never forget, like, while you were up there?
My first tattoo.
Oh, wow. You did a tattoo? Who did a tattoo on you?
Her name was Carissa. She goes by a lot of names. She's from somewhere up north, I think, and Ottawa, I think.
So what kind of tattoo is it, and what do it symbolize?
I have a chin tattoo. It's meaning, I think it's the end of your childhood.
How did she do your tattoo? Like, was it a homemade tattoo, or did she have a homemade gun? Or?
She did a stick and poke, I think.
Oh, cool. Was it sore?
Only around my lip part.
The sensitive part?
Yeah.
Holy. Did you get permission from your mom to get it done?
Yeah.
What did your mom think when you got your tattoo done?
She was excited to see it when I went home, and she was proud of me.
Good. Was there any other people who had Inuit tattoos done too?
Yeah, I noticed there was one girl that had the same chin thingy like me, and another one had a hand, I think. I can't remember.
A hand?
Like a hand.
Oh, hand.
Tattoo.
Hand Oh, cool. So how many days were you gone up there?
I was up there for maybe 4 to 3 days, I think. I was supposed to come yesterday, but I came back 2 days ago.
Oh, you came back early.
Yeah.
So is there still youth up there, or are they?
No.
So if you ever had the chance again to go back up Tongat Mountains, would you go?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the scenery. When you went base camp to the research station, was there a caribou there, the welcoming caribou?
No, I didn't see any caribou at all.
No?
No.
So did you get to meet new people, and did you recognize people too who's from Nain working up base camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to add anything else about your trip?
No.
So we got Sukatai here, her baby sister. You don't mind demonstrating and showing like how you throw out sing?
Which one we go to?
Hum. Okay.
Hum. Hum. Why?
No? Why you know?
Pat, you're so good at how to throat sing.
Tai tai.
Wow. So how long you throat singing now?
Just this month or something.
Yeah, you're learning.
This year. That one is the love song.
The love song?
Yeah.
Do you know any other one, Sukadei? Yeah, you want to try another one? Camp too?
No.
Where did she travel to recently?
Mostly traveled to St. John's to Goose Bay and Goose Bay to St. John's sometime. Yeah.